Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The shortstop, Jeff Blauser. Batting third. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, David Justice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sid Bream. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting seventh. The catcher, Greg Olson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Lemke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Avery. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Steve Avery. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Sanders. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Green. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Belcher. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tim Belcher. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blauser hits a line drive into center field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morris hits a line drive for a single. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops it up and throws to first, with Belcher covering, for the out. One out. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bream hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gant hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Olson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Reggie Sanders batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Green is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lemke hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Avery is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Avery hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Neill strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Doran hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Belcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Belcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Blauser hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Terry Pendleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Bream batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bream is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bream hits a line drive into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 1, Reds, 1. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gant is 0 for 1 in the game. Gant hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Greg Olsen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Steve Avery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avery is 0 for 1 in the game. Avery bunts towards the mound. Belcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemke moves to second. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blauser strikes out. 1 out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Belcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Belcher strikes out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bream is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bream strikes out. 1 out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gant hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a fly ball into center field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morris moves to second. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a pop-up into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Morris moves to third. Larkin moves to second. Geronimo Baroa pinch hits for Willie Green. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Freddy Benavides now playing third base. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemke hits a fly ball into center field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Avery is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Avery is 0 for 1 in the game. Avery strikes out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Jeff Blauser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blauser hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Rafael Belliard now playing shortstop. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Doran is 0 for 2 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Gant. Doran reaches second base with a double. O'Neill moves to third. Dan Wilson pinch hits for Tim Belcher. Mike Stanton now pitching. Dan Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Justice. Wilson reaches second base with a double. O'Neill scores. Doran scores. It's 3-2, Reds. Cesar Hernandez pinch runs for Dan Wilson. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hernandez moves to third. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pendleton. Hernandez scores. Roberts moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Reds. Mark Waller's now pitching. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. Roberts moves to third. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard fields it and throws to home to get Roberts. Larkin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wallers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rob Dibble now pitching. Dave Martinez now playing center field. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pendleton is 0-3 in the game. Pendleton strikes out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Justice is 0-3 in the game. Justice strikes out. 2 outs. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bream is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bream strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Atlanta Braves, 2. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.